Our text is written in the first chapter of the Acts of the Apostles, verses 6, 7, and 8. And I invite your attention as I read chapter 1 of Acts, beginning at verse 6. And so when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? He said to them, It is not for you to know times or seasons which the Father has fixed by his own authority, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. And there ends the text. As we know, according to Holy Scripture, the Bible says of the citizens of our world that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We read also in regard to Scripture and in regard to the indictment against all humankind that the wages of sin is death. And so you and I are citizens in a world universe that lives under the terror and the condemnation of the wages of sin being spiritual death. So the Bible very clearly, explicitly states, all have sinned, all will be guilty of the wages of sin, which is death. And so we live in a world in a dire need, a world that needs not only a message, but the person of Jesus Christ. But people do not recognize that. They are attempting everything within the realms of their own intellect and reach to find happiness and to find forgiveness of sin. And we recognize, we see people in all of the rush and whirl of this mad, weird, wild world of ours. We see people moving about nervously. As someone has said, as nervous as a long-tailed tomcat in a room full of rocking chairs. And we have people, on the other hand, who are trying in this quest to find happiness, who take as their beatitude, blessed are the smooth, for they shall never be wrinkled. But you and I know that all of these other ways end in futility. We know that we are witnesses of the saving power of Jesus Christ. And we know that to the citizens of our world, our age, our city, who live under the terror, the condemnation of the fact that the wages of sin is death, that we have an answer. In the first chapter of Acts, we read of a promise, a commission, and a shout. In verse 8, in verses 6 and 7, we have a recorded conversation of Jesus with his disciples on the Mount of Ascension, Mount Olivet. And the disciples still taught into the worldly thoughts of thrones and kingdoms and men and crowns, said to Jesus, ask him a question, is this now the time when you will restore your kingdom? And Jesus said, that's known only to the Father. Do not concern yourself with that, but as for you, you will be my witnesses. I give you a promise of the coming of the Holy Spirit. I give you a commission. You will be my witnesses. And I speak to you of the scope of this worldwide witnessing, for it will be just that, worldwide. Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, to the utter extremity of the earth. And so these early men heard the promise of Jesus Christ in answer to their question, moving their thoughts from an earthly, worldly thought of establishment of a kingdom to becoming kingdom citizens and worldwide witnesses. Jesus said in promise, you will receive divine power, you will receive the Holy Spirit. Now you and I know, according to the whole body of Scripture, that we receive the Holy Spirit through the Word and Sacrament. God is not parceling out his power. He does not give us a shot of his power, as it were, in one place and another shot somewhere else. But we get all there is of him to get through the Word and Sacrament. And he comes to us daily in this continuing coming to us through Word, through Sacrament. One of the best reasons I know of for reading Scripture is that through this, through these means of the Word, we receive God, we are in communion with him. And through the promise of the Word about Christ, he said, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. You will receive power. This divine energy, this divine power, will be the power you need in order to be my worldwide witnesses. As I read Ephesians chapter 1, verses 19 and 20, I read that the very power that raised Jesus from the dead is that self-same power within us. It enables us to be His witnesses. It's not a hypodermic phase where we receive one shot of religion and then that's to suffice for the whole of our existence, but in the continuing daily experience of word and sacrament with Christ, we have our power to be His witness. You do not move in your own right, within your own power, but in the power of God, Jesus said. And it is not only a promise, but a commission. In the 8th chapter of Acts, chapter 1, He said, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, or to you. He'll be with you, and He comes to you, as I've already spoken. Then He gave them a commission. He said, you will be my witnesses. This is a statement of fact. It's not a command. It's not saying, you better be my witness or else. He's not threatening, but He's stating a fact. We're not going to be a part of the kingdom like unto Rome, establishing kingdoms and thrones and crowns, but you're going to be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, to the othermost part of the earth. A commission. You will be my witnesses. According to Scripture, a witness is one who gives testimony to what he has seen and heard and experienced. And he has had that experience and that knowledge, and consequently he gives testimony to that fact. We read in the 24th chapter of Luke's Gospel, Jesus speaking to the Emmaus disciples and then later to his own disciples, and Luke 10 strikes with his pen that Jesus rehearsed his sufferings, his death, his resurrection, and then Jesus went on to say, you will be witnesses of these things. And so these early disciples were witnesses like unto that. They were witnesses like John wrote in 1 John chapter 1, verse 1, that they are witnesses. They are men who are witnesses of things they've seen and heard and touched and experienced with Jesus Christ. Now you know and we know that these early disciples had had first-hand experiences with Christ. They had seen Jesus die on Calvary's cross, shedding real red blood for the sins of all the world. They had witnessed that suffering servant, that sinless Savior who suffered silently to secure salvation for all sinners. They were aware of the fact that he'd been buried, very dead in the tomb, but by the power of God raised. They were experiencing that fact. They knew it. But the Bible tells us that we too have had the same experiences. We too have the same promise. We too have the same Christ. And we have seen and heard Him through word and sacrament. You do not go out somewhere and let God rain down upon you like ticker tape in a parade. But through the word of God, through the sacrament, God has come to you in the miracle of your holy baptism. God comes to you in the real presence of the sacrament of the altar. God comes to us as we read the word of God. And just as these men have their sins washed away unto the forgiveness of their sins, saved by grace through faith because of Christ, we too have been saved by grace through faith on account of God's gracious action and the cross death of Calvary and the resurrection in the empty tomb. We have all there is of Jesus Christ. We receive the Holy Spirit in totality. We have had all these same experiences, and we are witnesses of what we have seen and heard and experienced according to Scripture, according to your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, and that grand, glorious fact of them is true for you. You shall be my witnesses. Now notice the commission, a promise of power, the only way we can witness. Notice the promise, you be my witnesses. Notice the scope. One translation has it, unto the utter extremities of the earth. You go to Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, unto the uttermost part of the earth, the text has it. What a Herculean task Jesus assigned to these early disciples. He said, you will move out of the religious capital of Jerusalem to the uttermost part of the earth, clothed in the very power of God, You will be my witnesses. As we read the pages of Acts, putting the spiritual stethoscope down to those pages and listening to the heartbeat and the pulse beat of the movement of that early church, we read that they did just that. They did as Christ said they were going to do. Philip went to Samaria. We read of Peter preaching to Cornelius. We read of the great missionary apostle St. Paul going all over Asia Minor, planting churches, establishing the faith, preaching Christ. They did it just as Christ said they were going to. They were witnesses. In fact, their witness was so effective that Justin Martyr, writing in the second century, wrote to those early Christians that there is not a single race of human beings, barbarians, Greeks, or whatever name you please to call them, their prayers in the name of Jesus were not offered up. They were effective. They went everywhere as Christ said they were going to do, and they went everywhere in the power, in the promise, realizing the scope of their witness. Just as the ocean surges along the shore, filling every nook and cranny with itself, those early disciples went everywhere, telling people about Jesus Christ. Preach Christ, and we have the same wonderful privilege. We have the same opportunity to be his witnesses. For you see, today, we stand in the long line of witnesses, empowered with the same Holy Spirit, with the same worldwide commission to share Jesus Christ to a world that's in dire need of Christ. To say to the world, you may be lost and you are, but here's the way out. Forgiveness of sins. We announce it not only in the sanctuaries of our churches, but in the sanctuary of our cities. We announce Christ died for your sins, and we preach as his witnesses unto the forgiveness of sins in a ministry of word and sacrament, releasing the power of God upon a world in dire need of that power. We are on the winning team. The victory has been won. God played his front part at Calvary and won. And we can stand back and in peals of thunderous laughter, laugh at the devil, laugh at that unnatural fear of death. And in the name of Jesus Christ, we may know that the victory has been won and we can't lose for winning. Jesus said of them and of us, "Ye shall be my witnesses." Amen.